The Bible reading comes from Matthew 16, verses 15 to 20. Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed to you this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven." Then he sternly warned the disciples to not tell anyone that he was the Messiah. I'm also going to pray for Catherine, just so. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you chose someone human to start your church here, that you gave us your word for everyone to hear, to understand, and gave us the church that we can all belong to. And we just pray that Catherine will just speak the word that you've given her today, that she will have the courage and the authority to speak your word with truth today. And I just know that you'll be with her this morning in your heavenly name. Amen.
So in the passage that Damien just read for us, Jesus asked the disciples, "But who do you say I am?" The question is just as relevant to us today as it was to the disciples over 2,000 years ago. My challenge to all of us today is to really consider our response to the question, who do you say Jesus is? Because how we identify Jesus will impact the way we interact with others, with the earth, and how we live our lives. Why are you here? Why are you part of this church? Why have you chosen to follow Jesus? Why are you on the path that you're on? If you don't know anything about Jesus, or if you haven't chosen to follow him yet, then the question of who Jesus is just as important. It gives you the opportunity to find out and discover what this whole faith thing is about. Today, from this passage, I've put together three things that happen when we do what Peter did in this passage and declare Jesus as the Messiah. These are three reasons why how we answer that question matter. And the first one is that Jesus is where we place our trust. When we declare Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God, we place our trust in Jesus. The disciples had been with Jesus, heard his teaching, seen his miracles, but they still didn't quite get it. They knew what the world said, but when it came to declaring what they believed, they faltered. They'd lived and worked alongside Jesus, and yet they faltered. I find that comforting. For the times that I've faltered, the times that I've struggled to articulate who Jesus is to me, the times that I've struggled to trust Jesus in my life, when we struggle, we are in good company. Only Peter had an answer for Jesus. God had revealed who Jesus was to Peter. And Peter had trusted that. He'd seen Jesus wasn't just a good guy, wasn't just a good teacher, wasn't just a prophet. He was all of those things, but he was more than that. He was the Messiah. Jesus was looking to see if the disciples had gotten that yet, if they trusted and believed that he was the real deal. Do we trust Jesus as our Messiah? The King of our lives, our Savior, the one who came to save us from all of our sins and our failures, the one who brings freedom, The one who can transform our lives. I wonder, where are you looking to discover that truth? Are you looking to what other people say, like the disciples did? Are you looking to what the world thinks? Or are you looking to the source of truth, to Jesus himself, to God, to the Bible? Because what we think of Jesus matters. When we look to God, seeking truth by prayer, by worship, by reading, meditating and studying on the Bible, when we seek out who Jesus is to us and find our own way of declaring who Jesus is as Messiah and as the Son of the living God, God can begin to transform our lives. Which brings me to my second reason. Jesus influences the shape of our life. When we declare, "You are the Messiah, Son of the living God," we let Jesus influence the shape of our life. Here are just two of the many ways that that happens. First, when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we are set free and the transforming process begins. As we spend time building our relationship with Jesus, the Holy Spirit transforms us. Our old bad habits, our shame, our faults, etc., etc., all of those old things begin to fall away. And the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, all of those good things begin to grow and become more evident in our lives. Secondly, when we declare, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," we let Jesus influence the shape of our life. We become participants in the struggle between the kingdom of good and the kingdom of evil. We become a member of the winning side. Jesus gave Peter the keys to the kingdom of heaven and the power to bind and loose. He gave that same power to the disciples just a bit later, just a bit further down the road. And today, we have access to that same power of faith. Yeah, wow. We can, by prayer and by action, following God's leading and with the power of the Holy Spirit, see the power of Jesus bring freedom to others around us. I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of that. Our lives become more about bringing freedom into lives of those around us when we declare Jesus as Messiah. And as a member of the winning side, we are a part of a team. This passage is the first time in the New Testament where it is recorded that Jesus uses this word for church. It gets used a lot after that to refer to their new community of believers that took shape as the church after Jesus' death and resurrection. A community who were brought together and sent out to spread the gospel to all nations. Jesus leads us into God's community. When we declare that you are the Messiah, Son of the living God, we show up. It was Peter who declared that day, "You are the Messiah, Son of the living God." And it was Peter who Jesus declared, "Upon this rock I will build my church. And all the powers of hell will not conquer it." Those are pretty big words. Jesus gave Peter the key role in starting his new community of believers. And Peter showed up to the task. The universal Christian church is a testament to that. Peter wasn't perfect. You only have to keep reading one more chapter of Matthew to find that out. And in heaps of other places in the New Testament too. But he showed up and he allowed Jesus to work through him and the Holy Spirit to work. And he did amazing things. When we accept Jesus and declare him to be our Savior, he draws us into the community of believers. That same community of believers that Peter started. He gives us a community of people to belong to, which sometimes is not easy to accept. What I have experienced and seen is that people today have experienced so much rejection that to take the risk to belong is scary. Because belonging requires vulnerability. Brené Brown says that vulnerability is having the courage to show up and be seen with no control over the outcome. She also says that true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world. Our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. If we want to belong, we need to keep showing up and letting ourselves be seen. I first came to be a part of Long Jetty as part of my job, but when I got sick and had to resign, I had people expecting me to leave. I had actually people telling me to leave. Not anyone here. People outside of Long Jetty, so I was just wanted to let you know that. Because this is a place where everyone belongs, where everyone's accepted. And because of that, I chose to stay. I chose to keep showing up, even though I felt useless, even though I didn't know where I fit here anymore. I kept showing up. I made that choice. And I could have let illness and fear of no longer being enough separate me from God's community. I could have let the powers of hell win. But I chose to declare Jesus as Messiah. I chose to declare him as the Son of the living God. And because of that choice to belong, even when it was hard to show up, I have experienced the all-conquering power of Jesus transform my life and do some amazing things that I never thought would have been possible. I haven't started a worldwide church like Peter did, but I've done other things, and I've seen miracles happen here. Jesus created the church as a place for us to belong. But the church isn't just a place to belong. It's also called out into action. The original meaning of the word Jesus uses for church means assembly and called out. Jesus gave us a mission that we are called out to carry out. Jesus says that all the powers of hell will not conquer his church. Like I said earlier, we are on the winning side. And Jesus called Peter to action, and he calls us, all of us, together to action, to fight in the battle. We are called to declare who Jesus is to the world. Not just with our words, but with our whole lives. When we place our trust in him, when we let him influence the shape of our life, when we show up, we are showing the world the difference that God has made to us. We will find ourselves being more like Jesus, loving and serving people and making disciples. That is also the work of the church here at Long Jetty and the wider church as a whole. Isn't that something you want to be a part of? So who do you say Jesus is? And how are you going to let that change your life today? Have a think about what is your experience of Jesus and how well do you know him? And do you want to get to know him more? To get to know Jesus more, we need to be spending time with him in prayer, in worship, in reading and studying the Bible, in being at church, whether it's online or in person. And if you want to get to know Jesus better, we have classes, we have life groups, and we can help you on your journey. We can help you get to know him better. If you want more information about any of those things, send us a message, give the office a call during a week. We've got things that can help. And we'd love to help. We love to help people on their journey of getting to know Jesus better. In just a moment, there's going to be a prayer that's going to come up on the screen. And I encourage you to pray it. If you've accepted Jesus 700 times, 800 times every day for the last 10 years, or if this is your very first time in accepting Jesus and saying, yes, you are my Messiah, you can pray it with us. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, I need you and believe in you, and I receive your forgiveness. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and for giving me life and eternity. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Amen.